player 2 has joined the game.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 343 of the Two-Player Co-op Podcast. What up, Halo? As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Kevin, along with my brother from my mother, Sean.
How we doing?
Fantastic. If this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us, this is the Two-Player Co-op Podcast, where just about every week, two brothers get together to tell you everything you need to know about in the world of video games. If you like that, make sure you like the video, subscribe, share it with your friends, family, and everyone in betwixt. If you only listen to us on audio services, that's cool too. Just give us a five-star review, thumbs up, or whatever your service allows. Sean is trying to get me to laugh because he's in my periphery. And he's going, yeah, do this, and then five. I don't know what Kevin's going to do. Or punch yourself in the face, Sean goes. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/twoplayercoop, where we got a lot of different benefits. But the most popular is the $5 producer tier, where you can watch us record the podcast live on YouTube, as we are doing right now. You also get a bonus episode every month, and you get to watch the podcast live on YouTube one day early if you don't catch the live recording. Some of our patrons deserve a shout out. Just like our patron saint, Mr. John Tingley, our affiliates, Derek Bamford, James Solar. Make sure you check out James Games and more on YouTube. James, God bless you for sticking with Super Luigi U. We couldn't do it. We did one episode and we're like, nah. We're not going through with this.
I don't remember that we ever played it.
We did one test run for Mario Monday.
And like, we published it? There he is. Hey, Steve.
What's up, dude?
Steve, I gave you a shout out last week.
Sarah Solar. And Mom, I started Solar.
Solar.
As well as our producers, Steve Appleton, Derek.
Perfect timing.
Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Also, make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube as well. If you like cool t-shirts and the like, you can go to teespring.com/stores/2playercoop.
Or just spring.com.
I realize that. At some point, I will change the... No, because then I got to change the banner. I'm not making another banner.
Bruce?
Sean's so funny. You went, Sean, do you have any witty banter, or should we get into what we've been playing? So we had a lot to talk about.
Talk about. Do you want to talk fantasy football?
I mean, whatever. I'm eliminated. Sean's about to eliminate me officially. I've been eliminated for like a month, but
last week before the playoffs.
Way, shout out to the Bills. Screw you, Chiefs. Screw you, Andy Reid, you freaking whining little baby boy.
Stephon Diggs, you suck. And unless you start getting good, I am going to get knocked out in the first round. Diggs and Kelsey, my first two picks, suck.
Kelsey got old real quick.
Well, Taylor's going to the games again. I thought he would pick it up, and he has not.
Didn't he have a good game today? He must have had 70, 80 yards.
If that last play would have stood, that would have put him over 100. Because I think he would get the yards right up until the lateral. I don't know how that gets scored. But he had like 85.
It's a rushing touchdown for Tony.
But does Kelsey get the yardage for the catch up until the lateral?
I don't think he gets any yardage. I think Tony gets credit for everything.
From the original line of scrimmage?
I think. I don't know.
That doesn't sound right. Because if you catch and then you fumble, you get those yards up until the fumble. To me, a lateral is a fumble.
That's true.
That your own player recovered.
That's true.
So anyways, yeah, that would have put him over 100 and it would have been a decent game. But like Diggs.
John Tingley, we got a full house here.
I don't know. Diggs sucks. But anyways, my running back showed up today. I can't get a complete game. Either my receivers suck. Dobbs sucks. So
I'm about to finish
Addison
4 and
sucks.
10. Kiss my booty. I don't want to hear about you and your, I'm only going to go 10 and 4, right?
It's probably my best. It is my best regular season ever.
Right.
But I'm saying it's like the Giants when they won the Super Bowl in 07, 08. Like
sneak in, get hot.
Came out of nowhere, got hot at the right time, win it all. Actually a good team the next year and then out in the first round of the playoffs. That's what's going to happen.
You're kind of like the Chiefs right now, actually. You just don't, you're not, like on paper you should be better than you are and you've got a decent record.
Yeah.
But you're not what you should be.
I am not what I thought I was.
This is not going to
go the way you thought
it
was. And I let myself off the hook.
We let him off the hook.
But yeah.
So
playoffs start next week. Did you make the playoffs last year? I don't remember where you ended up.
No, I was like about the same record last year. This is two horrible years in a row for me.
Dang.
I might have been 3-11 last year. I might have been one game worse. And what's crazy is I don't regret. I ended up with a good team. It's like the past 4 weeks until this
Yeah,
week,
I got all the players pretty much that I wanted. But like, who'd have thought that the Chiefs all of a sudden would suck?
Yeah.
Which means Kelce sucks. And the Bills kind of suck because Diggs suck. And, like, on paper, I've got a great team. But they just, I don't know. I keep hoping, like, okay, we're in the playoff push. Quit messing around. Start playing well again. That's my only hope, is that the Bills and the Chiefs wake up and Kelce and Diggs wake up, and then we'll see what happens.
The thing that really killed me this year was just Sunshine. He was horrible for 10 weeks. He had 9 touchdowns through 10 games or something like
that.
And Devontae was up and down, but then
Jamar was up and down.
Jamar's been up and down because Burrow was up and down. I like my team on paper. I still do. It's just the last four, that's what I was going to say, the last 4 weeks before this week, I scored at least 92 points every game, and I went 1-3.
Dang.
So, not great timing. But, there's always next year. You done? Giants are up to the number 6 pick. If we lose tomorrow and somehow the Titans upset the Dolphins, which won't happen, we would move up to the 5th pick.
What are your thoughts? Because Caleb Williams is out of the question now. Marvin Harrison almost certainly out of the question.
We just got to take an offensive lineman.
You would rather have an offensive lineman, and I mean this in all sincerity, than like
Michael Penix or something?
No. Well, him or the Heisman guy, Jaden.
Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels reminds me a lot of, I think his stock is going to go like crazy. Once we get to all the workouts and the combine and stuff, I feel like he's going to be like a late first round pick right now. He's going to end up in the top 10, I think.
So Caleb's out. Between Bo, Michael, Jaden, and Drake. Hate the Drake. Who, out of those four quarterbacks, would you want any of them, or would you rather just have an offensive lineman?
If I had to take any of them, I would just take Jaden Daniels in the upside. Because he's so crazy athletic.
He seems like the guy you could build around versus somebody like, I don't know, the other three that are probably just standard pocket passing, need a good offensive line quarterbacks.
Correct. And that's the thing. With Jaden, at least he can run away. The thing is, our offensive line, I really don't think it is as bad as it's been this year. We had Andrew Thomas didn't play, 10 games or something?
Yeah.
You know? The right tackle, he was up and down, but I still think he'll be good. I don't know. But I don't know anything except the quarterbacks. So I don't know who are the good offensive linemen and Marvin Harrison. So I don't know. I don't think, if we don't have a top 2 pick, I don't think we take a quarterback, though. Just because of how we've still got to, we have to keep Danny Dimes for one more year, or it's going to be a lot of money to get out from under him. If I just say we work on the offensive line, if he has a good year next year and we're back to being playoffs or borderline playoffs, great. If we suck, let's move on. At least then we know.
We'll get Manning in a couple of years.
We just got to get another, we just got to get another receiver. Obviously, we're not getting Marvin unless we get in the top 3. And I don't think we would trade up. I don't think that's what Joe Shane's going to do. We traded for, what's his name? Darren Waller. Played 3 games something.
Yeah.
Like, we can't have we signed Paris Campbell at receiver. Okay, we signed a number 4 receiver who's going to end
He didn't do anything.
Right, exactly.
Has he been injured?
How is Sterling Shepard still playing, by the way? He's been injured so many times. I don't know how he's even. We got to get weapons. We got to get offensive line help and weapons.
Whatever. We suck.
We do suck. Not as bad as my fantasy team, though.
That's about the same.
Actually, that's true. That's really bad. All right, Sean. What have you been playing this past week?
A lot.
Sir? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay, yeah. I still haven't tried it out in VR.
I played Echoes of the Fallen.
I don't know what that is.
I think that's what it's called.
Oh, the DLC. How much is it?
It's
15?
10. Or you can go ahead and get that and Tides of whatever, Tides of Darkness. That was Warcraft. Whatever the other one is. For 25. So I think that one's going to be 20.
Oh,
this one's
so
10.
That one's
going to
be Meteor, probably.
Meteor? I went ahead and bought them both.
I got to reinstall.
It's good. I mean,
did it take you to get back into the combat and stuff?
It took me a little bit just to get back into the controls. I'm like, I don't remember.
Right.
once I got the controls down, then I had to remember, okay, how do I order like the different moves? And it took,
I'm gonna need to do
it took
a
few fights to get into it, but after that it came back.
Wait, but how do you access it also? Because I don't want to pick it up on Final Fantasy mode difficulty. I want to do it on normal.
Yeah, you have to be at a certain point of the game.
I think I still got a save from right before I beat the game the first time.
Yeah, so that's what I did. I played on my last save of my first playthrough because I didn't want to do it in Final Fantasy mode.
Okay.
There's a one of the last missions or whatever is called Back to Their Origin or something like that.
Yes.
I think you have to be to that point. Then you talk to Karen.
Okay.
And then that kind of triggers everything. So yeah, I just loaded up my last save for my first playthrough and did it off of that. It's relatively short. I think I beat it in 2 hours or so. It's not bad. It's cool. That's an interesting thing they did. But yeah, I think the next one's going to be much more
so did you
involved.
Already finish it, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a boss? I couldn't, because...
Yeah.
I can't remember from watching that trailer what is what in the trailer. Like, Leviathan isn't now, right?
That's He's the tides of whatever.
See, that's why it's more... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I am downloading it to my PS5 again, and then I will buy it.
So I did that. Then I did... I guess the order doesn't matter.
No.
Next thing
I haven't played any.
One of the other things I played, just because I was bored and was looking at like PS Plus games and whatever.
You didn't go back to The Last Faith to get the platinum?
No, I'm waiting for them to do New Game Plus. One other thing. I did start a new game of Elden Ring.
Oh, you did?
I'm probably already done with it. Like, I feel like I've scratched the itch. I wanted to start a new game. One of the YouTubers I watch is about to start playing it for the first time, and I was like, And then we were talking about Elden Ring DLC maybe being a prediction for Game Awards and blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, man, I kind of want to go back. I don't want to do New Game Plus. I want to just start fresh, but I want to do, a magic build because I never really did that. It was pretty fun.
Did you get killed by the tree sentinel?
I did. I'm like, let me see if I can beat him.
There's
right
no
off the
way.
Bat. And yeah, I got smoked.
Yeah.
I beat Margit, the fellowman.
Well, then you played a good bit then.
But it took, he beat me 7 or 8 times.
Did you grind a little bit to get leveled up, or did you just go right for it?
The only real thing I did was I looked up online what's the best early
spell
magic casting weapon to get. And there's one that's over in Kaelid. So it's a little bit of a...
Ooh.
Yeah. But you can basically just go and grab it, but it's kind of far away. But I went and got that. It honestly didn't change my damage that much. Hmm. I beat Margit. And then I'm like, okay, I got my fill. I don't know that I'll go back to it at this point, at least this game. It scratched the itch, so whatever. I played a little bit of Superliminal. That's the one where you can pick something up and put it over here, and it's really big, or you can pick something big and move
it's all
there
the
and small your, perspective and all that stuff. It's cool. I only beat the first level. No, but I was hoping it was.
That's dumb.
It would be the perfect game in VR.
Exactly.
It's cool. It's just kind of something to pass the time.
Or anything?
I looked into it. There's a speed run. You had to beat the game in 35 minutes, which online they're like, once you've beaten the game, that's not too bad once you'll know where to go and how to solve puzzles and stuff. But I'm like, I don't know that I'll... I just kind of wanted to try it out.
Yeah.
Speaking of VR, I played RE4 VR.
I saw a video online of somebody going, they went up to Krauser and they were like, with the two knives, they go, like you were saying. I was like, that's awesome.
The knife play is awesome. It's, the whole game is fun. I loved 7 and Village in VR. I loved them both in general, really loved them both in VR. this game might be my favorite from the VR standpoint, just because it's more action focused and stuff.
It's so weird because it was not ever designed for VR in mind.
Right. It's third person. Right. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I got to... There's like the main village square. Then the next area is where like the windmill is, and you see the bull-headed guy with the big hammer.
Yeah.
And then the next area, there's people throwing dynamite, and you have to go into the house. That's where I died.
Okay.
I don't remember what happened.
Is that where you go up in like a barn or something? You got to go over and unlock a door, and then you can come back through, and then there's...
That's
some, like,
the area with
boss.
The windmill.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The mitting boss is the guy,
it's
with
the guy
the hammer.
With the hammer. Yeah. Okay.
So I got past that area. The next area I died in, I don't remember how I died, but I died. I'm like, okay, well, that was fun, but I'm kind of just whatever. Then, speaking of games that should be in VR, I'm hooked. I've been playing a lot of
Firewatch.
Pressure Washer Simulator.
Oh my god, I forgot it's free. That's right.
That game, it's pretty fun.
It's super, like...
It's more just, like,
satisfying.
Relaxing.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't think Brittany understands why I'm playing it.
Right.
She's like, is this, like, an easy, cheap platinum? I'm like, no, it's just...
It is, like, zen, kind of.
It is, yeah. And that's what I was telling her. I'm like, it's just... It's... The only thing I could equate it to is how some people get those, like, adult coloring books and just kind of... That's kind of what it feels like to me. I'm just like...
And you can, like... You can write, like, boob.
Right.
You know, like...
But it's pretty fun. I mean, it's exactly what you would think it is. But if that game were in VR, which, I mean, I don't know the first thing about game development, but when you have a game that's already in first person,
especially that, which it seems not like it Twitch should be based and stuff, you
right?
Know?
It seems like that should be a pretty easy thing to put into VR. Easy for me to say, but...
Well, yeah, you just take the right stick and say copy and paste it to the head.
Right. But it's fun. I mean, there's not much to say about it. It's definitely worth checking out. I tried Lawnmower Simulator way back in the day.
That was fun, but I only played it for like a few minutes.
See, I didn't get into it. Oh, God, I thought of something else I played. Yeah, I like it. It's
oh my
fun.
God, please tell me I didn't... Is it free this month, I hope? I didn't miss it, I hope. I didn't add it to my library yet.
I think it's this month, because I just downloaded it.
Okay.
And I don't think I had previously added it to my library. Speaking of PS Plus, because
oh,
I've got
okay.
free demos, free trials, all that stuff included. I downloaded a trial of Game of the Year, Baldur's Gate.
Wow.
I have never, ever, and I don't mean this, I'm not exaggerating. I have never, ever, ever
hated,
given up on a game so quickly in my life. I got to the character design. I'm like, this is, okay, next. I don't care what I look like. Yeah, give me this kind of alien creature. Give me, I guess I'll be a dude, you know, whatever. And then it's like, pick your class. And this game makes Elden Ring...
Did you even play the game?
Me. like, pick your class, and this class has this, and each class you can then choose your things. And it's like, well, if you choose this, you can do this, but you can't do this. And this is better at this, but it's not as good at that. And I'm like, I don't know what any of these things are. And it seems like there's like, I don't know, dozens of like... options you could pick from. I'm like, I don't know what any of these are. I don't care enough to go and look online to see
right.
what they all mean, to know which one I should pick. I eventually got into the game. I didn't even get to an enemy. I started running around. I took like fire damage by
this
walking over
so
lava.
Happy.
I'm not saying it doesn't deserve Game of the Year. I know there's been a lot of discourse about that online. But it is not for me. I gave up. I'm like, this isn't fun. I didn't get to a single enemy encounter, which, yeah, it's easy to say it's not fun if you don't even get to the first enemy, but like...
You still got further than I would have.
It's just, it's not... I literally, once I got into the game where I could move around, I played for 20 seconds, and I'm like, nope, I'm done. I had it. I don't know how to explain it.
It could also just be that you're playing on console.
It seems like the kind of game that you should play mouse and keyboard. I'm not going to, obviously, well, but like, I don't know. It is not for me. I'm pretty into a lot of RPGs. This is a different kind of RPG. It's not for me. I'm not going to say it's not fun. I'm not going to say it's a bad game. I can't make that judgment. But it is definitely not a game for me. I got so sick of it. So quick. Not even sick of it. Just like, I don't get it. I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. And like Elden Ring, you've got the different classes. And you can pick which kind of item do you want to start with. It's that kind of thing in this. But mm-hmm. instead of what item do you want to start with, it's like, I don't even remember. I feel like it's like different subclasses of...
That sounds right.
I don't know. It's very weird. But I just... I had no idea what I was doing. It was so... What's the word? Convoluted. Intimidating. I don't know. And I was just like, nope, I'm done.
Well, because it's a CRPG, not a JRPG. Now, I don't really know what a CRPG is, but I know it when I see it. Baldur's Gate is a CRPG.
Well, then I never need to play a CRPG in my life. Yeah, I don't know. At least I know with it winning all these awards, I'm like, it's got to be good. This seems like such a niche game that I do not understand.
The universal love.
Exactly, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm done with it. I will never go back. If you like it, great. It's not for me.
But I also do wonder, and we'll get into the Game Awards here in a minute, if you would have flipped the release date of Zelda and Baldur's Gate, and had Zelda come out 4 or 5 months after Baldur's Gate did...
Would Zelda have been Baldur?
I think it would have been. I also don't think Alan Wake 2, not having played it, it's winning a lot of awards.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's like... I don't know. This was a weird year. Also... No,
but like Spider-Man just came out and didn't win anything, so...
But I didn't think it would. Like some of the things like audio design, what was the audio design in Spider-Man?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think that was everything. I played a lot. Wow. I played a little bit of a lot, I guess. Wow.
I played a lot of a little bit. So, I did not go back to Dragon Quest XI. And now I'm probably not going to, because I'm having more fun playing two... old games. First one, Final Fantasy VII. Kevin is an RPG player.
I like it.
So I picked up my previous save, which was like 24 minutes in, which was hilarious. And I was like, I don't know where to go. What am I supposed to do? And I finally walked around until I talked to somebody and they were like, yeah, go do this, whatever. The first battle I got, oh, I know where I was. I was at the part where, right after you leave like where there's Aerith's house and then there's like Midgar proper or whatever, and then you go to the next screen and there's like the, remember how in the remake you had the cranes and stuff that you would move stuff around?
Yeah.
That I'm walking through there and I get in my first fight, it's the friggin' Hell House shows up. I'm like, well, this is not gonna be good. And then I know it's not that bad.
It's just like an enemy in this game. Yeah. And then in the remake, it's like huge. Yeah.
But then I get completely freaked out because the battle starts. I'm like, music's awesome. It does the fade in and all this. Do, do, do. And then I'm like, okay, I got Cloud, Barret, Tifa. Let's go. And then I see over on the side of my HP MP, it's like time. I was like, oh my God, this is what confused me with Final Fantasy III. But I was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm just fighting one thing. And like I told Sean after the fact, it didn't take me long to get it. I don't think I've been stupid all this time. I think I've just been, like you were, with Baldur's Gate, completely intimidated by RPGs. I get it now. I get the time, and I get, like, I'm having so much fun playing this game.
Good.
Obviously, it's one of the best games ever made.
Yeah.
But now I'm finally getting it. And now I'm probably like 5 hours in, I think.
Have you left Midgar?
No. So I've got to... I did all the Shinra headquarters stuff.
Okay.
I fought... I met Red 13.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is he killing Hojo? And I was like, and then Hojo just runs away. And then Red 13's like, yeah, sorry, I just had to mess around with him or whatever he says. And they're like, what? You can talk? You're a cat. But then you fight the boss there that's like the experiment thing or something.
Yeah.
Then after you beat that, Cloud walks over to the Genova chamber and he's like, what the hell? It's still alive. And Barrett's like, what the hell is that? That thing don't got no head. Who do I sound like from Homestar? Who is it?
It's not Bubba Bubs.
No, it's Bubs.
My name is Bubs.
Oh, not sad. Not Homestar.
Or no, whatever. It's Bubs.
Bubs.
Oh, look at me. My name's Bubs.
Yeah, okay. That's a good impression. So I did all that stuff. You go up the tower to try to escape and stuff, I think. When do a couple of characters like die? I think they're dead.
Rufus?
I haven't met Rufus.
Oh, not Rufus.
Wiggs, Jesse, Bedgy, whatever their names were. Wiggs. Wedge and Jesse. Are they actually dead? I can't remember. Spoiler alert for a 25-year-old game. Wedge is like, oh, man, I'm sorry. We couldn't help you.
I think they all die.
Is Wedge
dead? And this one. This is not spoilers for the remake because everything's right.
This
different.
This is spoilers for a 26-year-old.
I think they all die.
So I got through that.
I think that's right before you go to Shinra.
Oh, that is before you go to Shinra because then you save Aerith because they've captured Aerith. You go there. I beat the thing. Whatever happens after that. Oh, yeah. Then you got to go after you beat that thing. I think. I can't remember what happened in what order. Anyways, I was going through Shinra headquarters and you got to go to like this floor and you got to do all these puzzles to unlock the key card and do that. So I did all that. That's about where I stopped. After all that is where I stopped.
So you got to get up to the top. You do the boss fight. You leave on the motorcycle.
Okay, and then that's where the first game ends. 5 hours into this game is where the 30-hour game ends. Okay, yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah, so I haven't done that. And is that still you fight the thing on the highway?
It's not like Remake.
Okay.
In
I
that
know you don't fight him.
Yeah. But you do fight the whatever that thing is, yeah.
Because when you got to that part, when you were fighting him, is that the first time when you were like, wait, what the hell is happening?
Well... There's some other stuff.
When we find out about the whispers and stuff, like what they actually are, or did we have to interpret all that after?
I don't know that they ever spell it out for you.
It's just
but they say
that
something that's
changes,
like,
yeah.
There's a big thing that happens in the remake that does not happen in this.
Yeah, you fight him.
No, but I'm saying before that in Shinra.
Okay.
And I don't want to spoil it. I mean, it's something that doesn't have, I'm not spoiling it for you. I'm spoiling it for anybody that maybe hasn't played the remake.
I think that's the last thing I did. When you get, you go to see the mayor, President Shinra.
Yeah.
Then you get thrown in the jail cells. You sleep, you wake up, all the guards are knocked out. I think that was the last thing I did. You walk out of there, there was a save. I was like, okay, I'm going to save. I'm done for right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
So I think that's exactly where I stopped.
You'll be out on the main overworld map in like another hour, I would say.
Okay. I love this game. Wow, Kevin. But it also makes me so happy because I really do feel like there is like a whole world that has opened up to me. And I never would have thought as an old ass 42-year-old man that I would finally understand turn-based RPGs. But I do. And even the time thing is no longer freaking me out.
I think Final Fantasy X is one of the best. Like, when you are done with this, hopefully you finish it. And when you get to the next period where you don't really have anything to play, I would consider 10.
But what I was going to say, though, is what it's really making me want to do is buy the Pixel remaster of 6.
Hmm.
I've added it to my wish list, you know, I'll get an alert if it goes on sale or whatever. I mean, it's $17. I might as well just do it. But I'm like, I don't want to start a 30, 40 hour RPG right now. You know, at some point I got to get to Metal Gear. But I love this game so much. It's so fun. It was a little bit jarring at first playing it. And like I told Sean, it is so weird to play the original after playing the remake. Like the things I'm like, oh, they're in the playground thing. I was like, I remember this. And I remember this in the remake. And I remember Aerith's visions and stuff like that. But like just hearing her music when you fall through the church. And by the way, how is Cloud alive?
After falling like 300 feet through a roof, the flowers broke his fall.
D- Derek, the only reason I have not played Chrono Trigger is because there's so many freaking rumors, and there has been for years now, that they're doing a remaster or a remake. That's really the only thing keeping me from playing it right now.
Yeah.
It's not on Switch Online, but I mean, and that's also, Super Mario RPG is not on Switch Online. What do you know? They remade it.
I mean, that's a Nintendo game.
I know, but I'm just saying. I want to play it, but I want to wait for the remake. But anyways, the only reason I didn't play more Final Fantasy VII was because a certain trailer came out last week. We talked about it last week, but I was thinking more about it. I kept watching it. If you've watched, you should look up any of the breakdown videos of this. There are so many details. By the way, we were talking in Discord about Aloy's hair tech and everything. I didn't realize until I went back and watched it again. Lucia, the main character, when she just turns in that first shot, when she's like looking out at the sunset and she turns, I was like, holy sh! Now, but then I was like, because in my mind, Rockstar, for me, the last Rockstar game I really played, I tried Red Dead a little bit, but it was GTA 5, which is a 10-year-old game that came out on PS3. But then I'm like, wait a minute, this is obviously the best studio that there is. They made Red Dead 2, which was right up there with Last of Us, with how the hell did they put this on the PS4? When you see, and then when she's talking to like the parole officer or whatever in the office, and that lady's hair is moving around, but it's not like Aloy where it's just like, it's just like real, like it looks real. And then you look at, like, I don't care what anyone says, Earthbound is trash. I've never played it.
I don't understand the hype.
Yeah.
It's
just because we never got Earthbound 3. We never got Mother 3 here.
Yeah.
But anyways, GTA 6, can't freaking wait. There's a lot of people that apparently are saying, oh, they said 2025, but that really means fiscal year 2025. Because that's when, you know, we talked about reports they're going to make all these billions of dollars and stuff. I'm like, yes, they're going to put in a trailer for the general audience coming 2025, our fiscal year. Come on, idiots. I went back because I've never played it on PS5 except for a little bit of online with Sean, and fired up GTA 5. And man, I got to say, I might play through it all the way again. It is so much fun. I had forgotten just like the acting in this game is just absolutely perfect. Like everybody, the main characters are perfect. It'll be September 2025. That's what I think, because GTA 5 was September of 13. September 17th, 2013, I think, if I'm crazy. It is so much fun. After playing even like Cyberpunk, as much fun as I had playing that, the driving in any game outside of Grand Theft Auto is not good. I don't care. I get in this, I start driving, I'm like, oh my God, this is what driving's supposed to feel like in a game. I get on a motorcycle, this is what it's supposed to feel like. This is awesome. GTA 5's on my replay list. There you go.
Let's just do, for episode 350, let's just do a GTA 5 live stream.
Okay.
That's the most fun I ever have probably playing video games is doing GTA Online.
Oh, okay. Online, not
fun. Oh, yeah. Online.
Okay. I don't know what there really is to say. It's just, it's so good. It's so much fun. I forgot. I remembered that the opening of the game started with the heist from like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that it was Michael and Trevor. I thought it was just Michael. I forgot how Michael and Trevor's story intertwines. I forgot how batshit crazy it is when Trevor is finally introduced in the main campaign. Do you remember? Did you get
that? That's about as far as I got. Yeah.
Oh. It's just ridiculous. That voice actor, I was going to say Stephen Ogg. I was thinking, so I said Octor. That voice actor is so good. He was in Better Call Saul a few episodes. Remember that? He was the guy when Mike goes and he disarms the guy. Remember when he's doing the guy that has the pills, the skinny, like nerdy guy with the baseball cards.
Yeah.
He's going to look for a bodyguard and stuff. It's that guy's looking for a bodyguard. It's Mike, this giant dude who's like the mountain or something. And then Stephen Ogg, Trevor. And he's like, man, this guy didn't even bring a gun. And then
I gotta look him up.
Mike punches him in the throat, disarms. He's got like 17 guns. He picks them all out of his pockets, throws them in the trash. And he's like, okay, let's go to the meet.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. He's so good. This game is so good. And it's so awesome just to see, like, I can't wait. I cannot wait for GTA 6. I'm having so much fun playing this. Is it taking up 90 gigs on my hard drive? Yeah, but it's worth it. And it is a buttery smooth 60 frames. That's the other thing. Some of the models look really good for a 10-year-old game. Some don't. Like, all the main characters look awesome.
Yeah.
But it is so freaking smooth. There's no drop frames. It is just as smooth as it gets. And I think it's like upscaled to 4K or something. But whatever it is, it looks great. It runs great. I'm having so much fun. So yeah, I don't know if I'm going to play it all the way through, but I think I'm going to. You should. When you have nothing to play, you should finally just be like, I'm going to play through this. All the way.
Maybe, yeah. It's I haven't so spent enough time in... Well, I guess I only have GTA Online for PS5. I don't think I have GTA 5
GST
on PS5.
I think it's $10.
Still?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if... yeah. Hold on. I don't know if Derek, Troy Baker, Steve, John, James, Derek, Dustin, whoever, anybody out there that has GTA 5 or specifically GTA Online and wants to play, I think it could be fun if we get a lot of us in there. Similar to what we did for like Fortnite or whatever, like, or Fall Guys. Squad up, go GTA Online and just, I don't know how to do any of like the heists and stuff like that. I'll just kind of show up.
Oh, we can do it.
I don't understand.
But you can only
how
do
to...
up to you can do four people on a heist, but that's it.
Okay, well, we can get two others.
And you do the setup stuff and
yeah.
I've gone through some of them with just randos online.
It's not as fun.
And I think I tried doing some by myself. Excuse me, but yeah, GTA 5's awesome. I'm having a lot of fun with it. We'll see if I stick through it all the way. Well, that's all I've played, Sean. Do you want to get to the Game Awards?
We better.
Where the awards were 19% of the Game Awards show, I think is what somebody said. Or 13%. It was bad. It was bad. Real bad. Let's recap the Game Awards. I got a lot to say. So they start out. I'm not going to talk about the pre-show. They showed they gave a release date or a window or something for Fantasio Remorfoso or whatever that game is called for the Persona people. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, but I don't know what it's called.
I don't know how I just came up with that. Troy Baker looks terrible in Death Stranding compared to the other. I don't know what the other is. The other. Looks terrible in Death Stranding compared to the other. Troy Baker's awesome. It is weird that they just put Troy Baker's face in the game, though. That was always weird to me. I was like, that's Troy Baker. That's not Higgs. That's Troy Baker with eye makeup on. Wow, Dallas.
Dallas is smoking Philly.
Maybe James will show up now that Dallas is winning. So they start out. Chris Judge comes out. And Keeley's making jokes about how he talked for 8 minutes last year. Little did we know. Oh, to the other characters. Little did we know. I don't know if Keeley was trying to warn us that they were going to be jackasses to everybody that won the awards, but we'll get to that when we get to that. So he makes all these jokes and he's like, actually, my speech last year was longer than Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3's campaign. Ooh. And now, like, I was texting with Chris online. I was tweeting Chris back and forth. Like, people are all up in arms now that he made that.
That's,
I'm like,
so stupid.
You're the same people that hate Call of Duty and clown at it all the time. But now he makes a joke about how the campaign is only 4 hours long, which it is, and you're going to be mad about that? I hate Twitter. I hate the video game echo chamber so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You people are just so annoying. Then he does the best performance. It goes to the guy from Baldur's Gate 3. I don't know. It's going to be a reoccurring theme, of course. Then, randomly, hook 'em horns. All right. I would have never guessed of all the people to show up, Matthew McConaughey would not have been on my list anywhere.
I like that dude a lot.
I love him.
But it was kind of like, but not quite as bad as Nick Cage. Like, you could tell he was just like, what do you want me to say? And how much are you paying me? Like... I don't know.
But apparently
I love him,
he's involved with this game.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, somebody said it was like they... Oh, it might have been Chris Raygun. Said it was almost like they were trying to recreate the Keanu... No, you're breathtaking.
Yeah.
But that was off the cuff. And Keanu is part of this... Like, he loves it. Like, he was so happy to be there. But McConaughey comes out and they debut a game called Exodus, which I wrote. It's basically Interstellar the game.
Yeah.
This game looks pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's coming out, but it's cool. I don't know if Matthew McConaughey is going to be like in the game, but like, yeah, that movie, one of my least favorite Nolan movies.
Oh my God. It's like one of my favorites.
I know. I'm in the minority.
It confuses the crap out of me.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I probably like it better than Tenet.
It's
visually,
it's behind Dark Knight. It's amazing. And I don't know.
I like
it's like two or three for me. Yeah. It's right up there with Inception. I don't know.
Oh, but now we got to think of Oppenheimer too. I got to remember that's Nolan.
For me right now, off the top of my head, I say Dark Knight, Inception, Interstellar.
Yeah.
And then probably Oppenheimer, but yeah.
Next up, and this was actually, so the first two things I missed because we went out to eat with friends and we were driving home and I just had my phone hooked up so I could listen to what was going on. But as we're walking in the house, I'm looking on my phone and PlayStation Studios pops up and I yell out loud and Noah looks at me like, well, I was like, yeah, I'm PlayStation. I was like, they're actually here. This is going to be awesome. And they were here one time.
No.
Yep.
No.
PlayStation Studios?
It showed up a couple times.
We'll see. I can't remember. There's so many damn things here.
I mean, this is probably the biggest one. But
God of War Ragnarok is getting free DLC Valhalla. And it is out for free on December 12th. It's a roguelike epilogue to the game. It takes place after Atreus has left. We'll get to predictions here in a little bit. I got it right that it was there. All my fears are not there. I was like, yes. But it's going to be Atreus, and I don't want to play as Atreus, and it's probably going to cost $20, and I'm probably not going to play it. It's free, and it's more Kratos. Okay, let's go. What do you think?
I'm glad it's free. I kind of feel about this game the way I felt about the original, where I liked it a lot, but nothing's really, like,
it wrapped up so
perfectly. Drawing me back to it. Free DLC will kind of do it, and I'm definitely intrigued by the roguelite aspect of it. But I feel like it was hard enough getting back into Final Fantasy 16.
Yeah.
I feel like this game is
going to
be...
And that you just played a few months ago. This was
right. Yeah. It's going to take me a while to get back into the swing of things. But I'm curious to see how God of War does roguelite. Roguelike, whatever. I'll probably check it out because it's free. If it wasn't, I probably wouldn't, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna play it. I won't play it. It will probably have zero story. I'm guessing it does, especially when they said the whole roguelike or roguelite thing. I don't know what the difference is. I still don't know the difference, but I can't remember if that's still on my hard drive or not. That might determine whether or not I play it. Because I just installed big-ass GTA 5. I'm re-downloading Final Fantasy 16 to play that DLC. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Next up, the devs for that made Untitled Goose Game show their new game, Big Walk. And I was so... I don't know. I mean, they made Untitled Goose Game, which I will say is a little bit overrated. That is a clunky-ass game.
Yeah.
That
this is one that I'm like, I mean, we don't really know anything about it. When it's inevitably on PS Plus or whatever, I'll probably play it. It's nothing that I feel like I need to spend money on, but yeah.
Next up, Xbox Game Studios. One of the predictions I almost made but didn't make, and I would have only got half point. But what I joked was that Hellblade 2 is going to be there, we're going to get a new trailer, and we're still not going to get a date. They had a new trailer. They actually showed some gameplay, I guess. I still don't understand what they've been showing this game now for 4 years.
Wow.
And the only date they could put on it is 2024. And with nothing besides 2024, this could easily slip to next year. The year after.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I fully expect it to.
It's beautiful. I mean, I've got an Xbox, so I might play it, but what did you think about seeing Hellblade 2 again?
I mean, I never played the original. I mean, it's about time we see something more on the sequel. It's nothing I'm going to play, but it does look beautiful.
We then have our next award, and best narrative goes to Alan Wake 2. This is when I was like, recency bias. Again, now I say that as someone who has not played Alan Wake 2. Final Fantasy 16 should have won this. Final Fantasy 16 got hosed on a lot of things here. I still can't believe it wasn't nominated for Game of the Year. Whatever. That story was one of my favorite stories. It's probably top five stories in video games to me. I loved it from start to finish. It was awesome. Best performance. It should have also. Yeah, that's where it also got the first award of the night. I'm like, really? The Baldur's Gate guy is going to get this over Ben Starr? Yeah. And then poor Ben Starr became a meme when it was like. So then Ikumi Nakamura, who was the dev that came out a few years ago and was all happy and hyper and everybody loved her. And then she got fired or quit because she got pregnant or something. And now she's back with a new studio. They got a new game coming out, Kamuri. And I was like, you're actually kind of annoying me. And that might just be because I was in a bad mood, but I don't get the love for her. It's cute. She's happy. I get it. Whatever. Then we get the next game from Moon Studio, who did the Ori games, called No Rest for the Wicked. They're going to get... I could have sworn when it said March 1st, I thought that was the release date. And then I see on Twitter, it's like, more info on March 1st. I'm like, why would you put a date? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it looks like it's top-down Diablo type of game. It is not exclusive to Xbox. It's coming to PS5, the Series is, and PC. This game looked pretty cool.
It looks kind of cool. I have never still played any of the Ori games.
I need to.
But seeing that this is by those guys, it's at least like, it makes me more interested in this game than I would have otherwise been. Yeah, I don't know. Looks kind of cool.
Next up, we get another award. Best debut indie. The awards that they decided
to lump together.
Yes, and the ones that they didn't, I don't understand. Also, I can't remember. I think it happened in Alan Wake 2. It definitely happened with the first award, with the Baldur's Gate guy. The fact that they made the jokes at the beginning, and then after 30 seconds, they're playing the wrap-up music, and somebody on Twitter takes a picture of the teleprompter that literally said, "Wrap it up, please."
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But best debut indie goes to Cocoon. I don't know anything about it.
Nope. But I picked it.
Oh, you did?
Based totally on the name.
Oh, you know what? I never went through and totaled everything up.
I think I beat you on the picks, but yeah. I think you won the
announcement. I've got a question about that, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Then, after this, I think was my favorite moment of the entire show, which is saying something, and it's saying something. All of a sudden, Sega is back, and they are like announcing to the world, hey, we're still here. Sega is apparently working on a new Jet Set Radio, Crazy Taxi, a Streets of Rage game, which I assume will be Streets of Rage 5, but it's like a 3D brawler, which it seems like 3D is the space they've never figured out how to do brawlers correctly. So it'll be interesting to see what they do here. A new freaking Shinobi game, which looked beautiful.
That looks awesome.
And Golden Axe, which looks like it's also going 3D, which is also basically a beat 'em up with magic. But
so I know a lot of people love Jet Set Radio. I've never played it. Looks fun, I guess. Crazy Taxi kind of seems like, I feel like we've evolved past this. This seems like an arcade game. Yeah, like, does it need to happen? I don't think so. Shinobi looks beautiful. I think Golden Axe looks pretty awesome. But if they're going to do Golden Axe, even though the games have nothing in common, I kind of wish they would have left Streets of Rage 2D.
Side-scroll, yeah.
It's cool that we're getting new Streets of Rage. I just hope they don't venture too far. Like, the music still needs to be there.
It's got
to
be Yuzo Koshiro.
I hope they just don't get too
cute,
full of themselves. Yeah, like
especially
I worry about it. But
Dotemu published it. I can't remember if they created it. I don't think it was Tribute. No, Tribute did TMNT, and they did Scott Pilgrim. They didn't do Streets of Rage 4. I can't remember who made Streets of Rage 4. Anyways, with as well done as that was, I don't. It is interesting that you would be like, I get that you want to make Streets of Rage 5, but it's weird that you wouldn't just let them make it.
Yeah.
That you would turn it into a 3D brawler. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but this was probably the best moment of the show to me. That's saying something. Then we get a trailer for some game called Dragon Ball Sparkling Zero.
Sparlaking?
I don't. I was typing as quick as I could when I was watching this stuff. Sparkling Zero.
It sounds like a
I don't know Dragon
diet
Ball
soda.
I don't care about Dragon Ball. The game looked pretty. That's all I can say.
It looks the way they all do. I couldn't care less.
Next up, we get a new game in the world of Dead by Daylight, which I didn't know that had a cinematic universe, but I guess it does, called The Casting of Frank Stone, and it's from Supermassive. It's a single-player game based in the world of Dead by Daylight. Okay. This next one might have been my second favorite moment. Actually, it might have been my favorite moment. This, I was hyped, because I saw it, and I was like, is this what I think it is? Just something about the characters and the hair and stuff. I was like, Square Enix is making a new Mana game. Visions of Mana. I lost my place here. Where is it? Visions of Mana, and it's out next year. Hype.
I'm excited. I didn't play the newer, what was it, Legends? What was the newest?
Trials.
Actually, what am I saying? I haven't played any of them since the Super Nintendo. I never played any of the remakes or, you know. But I'm excited for this. I think it looks cool. It'll definitely be on my watch list.
I played the remake of Secret of Mana. Secret of Mana. I don't know what that just said. I do wonder, and because I didn't play Trials. Actually, I think I played the demo for Trials or whatever the new one was. But I can't remember if the attack system was still the bar.
The bar. I was wondering if that's still a thing.
I wonder if that's going to be a thing here. But now that I understand the timing of turn-based and stuff, I don't think it's a deal breaker for me. But I would like it to just be play it like Zelda.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited for this. I'm probably going to get this game next year. Very excited. Then we get another trailer for Rise of the Ronin. And I'm watching this trailer.
PS Studios.
But it's second party.
Yeah, but it's PS Studios.
I know, okay. I thought I remembered Rise of the Ronin being black and white, but I'm clearly thinking of another samurai game that I cannot remember the name of.
Isn't there another one coming?
What did I just say? Are you thinking of the Ninja Turtles Ronin game?
No. But isn't there another samurai game that...
Oh, yeah. There's one. It's super weird, like in a fantasy world. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Rise of the Ronin, Team Ninja. It's going to be a Soulsborne style game. What do you think? Because you're way more Soulsy than I am. I mean, we've seen it before, but now it's actually got a date. Yeah. So I forgot to say that. March 22nd. So we're starting to get some dates on games for next year.
I'm interested. I never played Sekiro because I don't like
Perry.
Yeah,
the platypus.
I don't really do that much. I'm more of just like a dodge, like, so I don't like the idea that it's just like parry, 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 and then when you get your chance, stab, and then they're dead. Like, right. I don't know.
Kill
shot. And all the grappling hook stuff. I'm like, this doesn't feels like you're trying to do too much in the Soulsborne
genre.
Jean Paul.
I almost said Jean. I say quoi, but
so I don't know. I'm kind of interested. This is almost certainly a wait and see. I don't see getting it day one, but if like the reviews are awesome for it, I could see being swayed.
Yeah.
But it's not really doing much for me.
Could you see being leather? Being swayed? I pulled a you.
That was a me.
Next up, okay, so then these 4 awards got lumped together. First best action game goes to Armored Core.
What?
I know. Best action game goes to Armored Core. Best art direction goes to Alan Wake 2. It's just, it looks real.
I don't remember if I got that, but I did get Armored Core and VR.
I did not.
I don't know about Alan Wake.
I don't agree with Alan Wake 2. That is one thing I can say. I don't need to play it. I can see it. That should not have won art direction.
Yeah.
Whatever. Best VR goes to Resident Evil Village VR. I think you got that one.
I did. Also, what I was thinking, I don't remember if I said it.
I can't remember. Oh, no, I said Synapse.
I really like my PSVR 2. I do. And I like that when RE4 VR came out, my VR was still plugged in.
Yeah.
All I had to do was open the cabinet door, put it on, hit one button, and I'm in. Like, yeah. I wish there was more support for it. shout out to Capcom because they're kind of keeping that thing afloat.
Yeah.
Between
they're doing more than Sony is.
Yeah, between 7, 8, and 4 Resident Evils, those are probably three of the, I don't know, top 5 PSVR / PSVR 2 games. So shout out to Capcom. I wish other devs would follow suit.
I agree. And then the other thing that got an award was Best Mobile Game goes to my auto-corrected Honda's Star Rail, also known as Honkai Star Rail. And then we get a weird trailer, and I knew it. I knew what it was as soon as we started seeing those faces. Those were not real faces, by the way. That was in-game.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We knew this thing had leaked.
It did look. I wondered about that because it had sort of an uncanny valley. I'm like,
but it was really close. Yeah,
it was very close. But there was some the way like the lips were moving on some of them. I'm like, I really can't tell. Either that's a real person and they're trying to look weird, like over emoting or something. But I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It turns out it's a Hideo Kojima game with Xbox Studios. The rumors are true. It's Overdose, but now they're just calling it OD, which is funny because Death Stranding is just DS2. So now this Overdose becomes OD, whatever.
Overdrive.
This is the game that leaked a while ago where the naked guy...
Overdrive?
I wrote down Overdrive, but that's wrong. It's Overdose. The naked guy had the off-screen camera footage of like the demo. So we knew this game was coming and stuff. I don't know what they're doing with Xbox's cloud technology. It's starring three people I've never heard of. So I don't even know why you would say what their names are. Did you know what them are?
I had heard of the girl, although now I can't even think of her name.
I hadn't heard of
I anyone. Don't think I've heard of the other two people. And even the girl who I had heard of, I couldn't tell you why I knew her name or what she had been in, but no. I mean, the names aren't doing anything for me.
So then Hideo comes out after the quick trailer. And did you know what he came out of?
I saw it online.
It's the exact same door.
Yeah.
So I'm really I'm really torn. We'll get to it in a second. Kojima comes out and he says that he is making with Xbox something that is a game, a movie, and a new form of media. And then out comes Jordan Peele.
I wonder if this is going to be like a new, much better, much newer, much whatever version of like, what was the game? Not Night Stalker. What was the Sega CD game?
Night Trap.
Night Trap. Is that kind of what this is? Where it's like a movie, but it's
here's
like,
what I think this is going to be a lot more movie than it is game. I think there's also we knew from the leaks. I think there's some kind of cell phone. What? How old am I? Some kind of phone technology interaction stuff. He's really trying to, but it's just funny that I created a new genre of games called the Strand game. Now I'm creating a whole new form of media. I love you, Kojima, but slow your roll. Now, I am so torn on this because, like I said, not because it's Xbox, because I've got one. I can play this game. I probably will play it. I was not sold on Death Stranding. Once they started showing the gameplay and stuff, I was like, I don't know that I'm going to like this. I ended up loving it. But it was a game. No smart-ass remarks from you. It was a game. I don't know what this... I just wrote down, what the F is happening? Like, I really don't know. This seems like Kojima completely unhinged. This is like Taika Waititi. Like, cool, you made Ragnarok, but then you made Love and Thunder. When you have no... When they're not, like, overseeing you at all, you just make this. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm going to follow along with it. But from here on out, I was in a shitty mood. How the hell do we have a Keighley show where Kojima is in attendance and we don't see Death Stranding 2? I think when I made that prediction, I was like, well, this is an easy point. It's obviously going to be there. I wasn't even thinking about Overdose and the rumors of it being Xbox forever. You know what I mean? Well, it wasn't rumors. He said he was making a game with Xbox. He admitted that forever ago. Kevin, I'm with you. I ended up really enjoying Death Stranding. Thank you. I ended up being proven wrong by that. Not because of my love for Kojima, just because it was a really good game with a great story. I don't know what's going to happen with this. I will see it through. I will probably play it. The fact that it's some kind of horror, and the fact that he walked out of the PT door, has me intrigued. Also, Jordan Peele. Why do we need... Kojima wants to be Hollywood so bad. Why do we need Jordan Peele? Like, he doesn't legitimize any of this. Let Kojima just make the game.
I mean, I think he brings in a new audience. Whatever,
but he, and he seems like he actually likes video games, so that's cool. But then he said, oh, yeah, I'm working with Jordan Peele, but I'm also working with other people, too. I wonder if Jordan Peele was like, why the hell am I here? Like, I'm not important enough to you? So I don't know. But the fact that we got no Death Stranding 2, this is what put me in a really shitty mood for the rest of the thing. What did you think about OD?
I don't think this is the prevailing opinion. But I am way more interested in this than Death Stranding 2.
Well, yeah, and you didn't like the first
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first game,
right,
that, for anybody listening, I did air quotes when I said game, that I'm kind of bummed I won't get to play.
Well, you can borrow my Xbox.
I mean, I may, because, like, I'm genuinely intrigued. I mean, we know absolutely nothing, but, like, Hideo, who doesn't usually miss, and, like, horror and whatever kind of weird stuff he's doing. Like, I'm definitely intrigued. Now, once we find out more about it, I might be like, nah, never mind. Right now, I'm very intrigued. And it's honestly the first game that is an Xbox exclusive that I'm kind of bummed that I won't be able to play on my current hardware.
Yeah.
Keep your Modern Warfares. Keep all that crap. Like, I could not care less. I'm intrigued by this. The little we know, which is nothing right now, but
I don't know. It's I think I'm honestly, if I'm honest with myself, one of the reasons I'm so sour on it probably is because we didn't get Death Stranding 2.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, again, I'm the guy that said Death Stranding does not need a sequel. But man, that first trailer, it's not just gonna be walking around and not stepping on rocks, as Sean would say. It seems like it's going to be a lot more than that. It seems like it's not just going to be a Strand game. It's going to be different. You might actually like it. We'll see as it goes on.
Maybe.
But also, my hopes of that game coming out in 2024, it ain't happening now. We would have seen it now. Kojima loves to build up the hype forever. This isn't going to be something that he announces in like March and it's out in November. I don't think. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And I also hope, I don't know how big Kojima Productions is, but the fact that we now know officially that they are working on two different games, because there were still, we thought, there were some people that thought the overdose stuff might have been part of Death Stranding, maybe because Margaret Qualley is in it. She played Mama in Death Stranding. So they thought maybe it was that. No, it's just he likes to work with people he knows, so she's in the game. But I don't know. Next up, Jurassic Park Survival. This, I wasn't sure if the trailer was CG or real life.
Right? Yeah, I
but
think
then
it was CG.
Once we saw the gameplay, I was like, okay, that's a video game.
Yeah.
And I think the trailer, the beginning of it was CG, but I was like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It looked really good.
I like this. I think they went a little overboard on the trailer. Like, we get it.
Remember,
we've seen the movie. Now here's this other person who's going to do the exact same thing that those other characters did.
She's even going to lock the raptor in the freezer. Or no, she didn't lock it in there. She ran away, but then you see the raptors like opening the freezer.
Yeah. So I don't know. That was a little, I don't know, stupid, cringe, whatever. But in general, I think it looks cool.
I wanted to love Jurassic Park. I saw somebody say that this is back from the dead or something. So maybe I just completely missed this and this was previously announced, kind of canceled, and now it's back. But I think I'm in.
Yeah.
Best audio design. This got its own thing. This got its own thing. Best audio design, Hi-Fi Rush.
That's kind of weird.
That wasn't looped in with anything else. Fortnite Rocket Racing. We get a commercial for that. I wrote Nobody Cares. Then we get Black Myth. Oh, yeah, this was what it was. Black Myth Wukong.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the game that's being developed in China. Finally has a date. It's August 20th. It's basically Ghost of Tsushima with crazy-ass fantasy elements. And when I was seeing the trailer, I didn't realize it was Black Myth Wukong. I thought it was something else because I don't think I've really seen the trailers for that game. When I was watching this and once they said it was Black Myth Wukong, I was like, oh, I guess I haven't watched any trailers because everybody that is excited for that game is probably like, this is it. Oh, we're going to get a date finally. I was like, I didn't know that was it. But what did you think?
It's fine. I don't know. I don't know that I care. It's like tucked away in the back of my mind, but
yeah,
probably a pass.
Then we get another trailer for Suicide Squad. It's still out February 2nd. And I wrote it still looks like crap. That's just my opinion. This, to think that Rocksteady went from that trilogy, no matter what I think of Knight, if you take out the Batmobile, that game was friggin' awesome. How do you go from that to just four characters that are all Spider-Man, but they have guns, and you just shoot these big alien things, and then you fight the Justice League? And you're not going to actually kill them. You're going to pull a No Way Home and cure them, is what I'm guessing is going to happen. Probably. You're not going to kill them. They're not going to let you to Superman with like a kryptonite bullet or something. It ain't going to happen. What do you think of Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League?
I still don't think I really care. I still say I'm probably more into it than I was or am into Gotham Knights. Just because that game, I could not care less about that game.
Oh, that is on Extra.
I think I added it to my library, but I'm just like, I don't know. Almost certainly a pass for me, but I'm still like, I'd probably rather play this than Gotham Knights. But
yeah,
that's not saying much.
You have to play it online at launch. There's an offline mode coming in the future after launch. Jurassic Park Survival was in development by Savage Entertainment and was to be published by Konami. The game was to be released on the PS2 and Xbox in November 2001. Holy crap, Derek. Thank you.
A delayed game is good eventually.
22 years. Maybe I did know it was a thing back then. I was still in college. Good Lord. Suicide Squad's not for me. Now, if they put out a demo and I play it and it's actually fun, maybe, but I just don't. It doesn't look fun.
Yeah.
Warframe is getting DLC trailer. Games for Impact. Now, of course, that gets its own award.
Standalone
thing. Games for Impact goes to Chia. To Chia, whatever it is. I don't know.
Chia.
I added that to my library because that launched on PS Plus, I think. Never ended up playing it. The only thing I cared about here was that Shuhei. I was like, yay, Shuhei. Neither of us picked Chia, though.
No.
Chia, whatever you call it.
I don't know what I picked. I don't remember what was on there, but...
Then we get a trailer for a new game called Tales of K'Zera Zhao. I don't even know if I wrote that right or if it got autocorrected to something else. Side-scrolling, fast-moving platformer. I don't remember what this was. Do you?
Was this the guy... I think I came in the middle of it. I'm so afraid to say anything because I might offend somebody. Is this the guy who was talking about his... I'm not going to say anything. Never mind. Not worth it. I think I remember this, but it's not for me.
Was he talking about his dick or something? No. Oh.
He was an African-American gentleman. And I think he was like talking about like his...
Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Family, ancestry, or something.
That's right. Yep.
I don't want to say anything that could get us canceled, but well, that's all I really
remember.
You're
not saying anything bad, but well, no, it was that game, yeah. And that was cool. Yeah, whatever. New Don't Nod's making a new game, and it's a horror game. Don't Nod does all the Life is Strange games. This is called, and again, I don't know if I got this right or not, Lost Records Bloom and Rage.
What's funny is that doesn't sound familiar, but as soon as you said Life is Strange, I'm like, oh yeah, and I think I just tuned out.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I did too, except I was taking notes. Then the first Berserker Kazan. It's a game that's a Soulsborne game with a cool... Oh, yeah,
this one did look cool.
Yeah. Now I remember it.
Yeah.
But I don't think we got any dates or anything for that. Then, musical number, Final Fantasy Rebirth theme song. Oh, my God. Don't do it.
I don't think they're going... I think they're making it so obvious that they're going to that they're not going to.
But then I heard... So I watched Max Dude's video on Rebirth because he is... His wallpaper has just been Final Fantasy VII. Like, he's the biggest Final Fantasy VII fan. He said he thinks there's two... We're going to be playing in two timelines. That's how Zack is involved. That somehow he ended up surviving for some reason and we're playing two timelines. And that's the timeline where people might die. But in this one, they don't. But then we see Zack and Cloud. But I think we saw Zack and Cloud. We saw Zack and Cloud together in Crisis Core as well. We see them in this trailer when Cloud's like, bleh. I don't remember. But go. Did you forget? You held up your finger and forgot?
Okay. The thing I was talking about from Remake was...
Oh, that's what made it obvious.
That doesn't happen in the original.
Well, right.
And what I'm wondering is if they do something like that here where...
So that does happen in the original?
No, that... What I said...
No, I know, but without fixing it, that happens in the original?
No.
Oh.
No, that doesn't... It doesn't happen, doesn't and it doesn't die. Get undone
okay.
at all. None of that happens.
Oh!
So what I'm wondering is, is this going to happen and then unhappen? Where it happens to make everybody be like, oh, like... I knew it was coming, but I didn't think they would actually do it. And then, like, I wonder, I feel like it's going to happen and then unhappen. That's what I think.
But they end the trailer showing her.
And I don't know what's going on with the two timelines, whatever.
Right.
This game will end with Aerith alive.
There. Well, and they said, but it ends, that is the end of the second game, and then the third game ends it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess, like, I mean, that makes the most sense, but. Oh.
But, like, they show, that's when it happens. That's her kneeling in the materia pool or whatever it is, right? And you see the feather, but then you see the whispers in the background too. And I did not notice that until somebody pointed out, and I was like, oh my God, please, yes. Aerith in the remake is so cute and wholesome. And
she's the best thing.
Perfect and good. And like, you can't do this, man. It's one thing when she's a chibi style little blocky thing and there's no voice acting or nothing.
Yeah.
It's one thing to do it then, which still broke everybody's brains that played Final Fantasy VII. You can't do it. And like the Tifa stuff, where, because I had that vision in Final Fantasy VII at one point, when I played through, that it shows Tifa, she goes in there to where Sephiroth is going to kill her or something, but that doesn't actually happen. I don't know. Don't spoil it for her. I don't know. But maybe that's an alternate timeline thing. And then you got Marlene in here going, you got to, when she wakes up, they're coming to kill her. Who is she talking about? Is she talking about not Aerith? Because Sephiroth just comes out of nowhere and murks her, right? So she's got to be talking about Tifa. So maybe Tifa dies in the original game and I don't know it yet. But I don't know. So is that going to get undone? I don't know, man.
We don't have to wait too much longer.
Well, I'm also trying to decide, do I want to go back? Because I haven't played the PS5 version yet. Do I want to go back and play through it again? Or do I just want to watch an awesome YouTube recap video that's like an hour long?
I would do that.
Okay. Easily my most anticipated game for 2024. And then also, Keely has done this 2 years in a row now. That stupid son of a bitch. For you Final Fantasy fans, we've got something more. Apex Legends crossover. What was it last year? It was like a DoorDash Final Fantasy VII promo or some bullshit, right? Keely has done this 2 years in a row now. I know I'm not crazy. It was the Game Awards last year that he did.
There was something. I don't remember what it was, but I had forgotten about that. But yeah.
Oh my God. Then we loop all these together. Best score in music rightfully goes to Final Fantasy 16. But I think you predicted that, and to not be the same, I predicted Tears. Or it was the other way around.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know why we did the predictions if I didn't remember to go through and tally these up, idiot. But it should have gone to Final Fantasy. I'm very happy it did. Best independent game. They got it right. Sea of Stars. Because that's actually an independent game. And it's freaking awesome.
Yep.
Best community support goes to Baldur's Gate 3 for F's sake. I wrote, the game just came out. How can you have the best community support for a game that came out 2 months ago? What are we talking about? What support is there? They put out a couple of patches? What are we talking about? Best fighting game goes to Street Fighter 6. I picked Nickelodeon. I think we both did.
We overthought that one. Yeah, we
did. Because I
Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, they'll cancel each other out.
Yeah. Most anticipated game goes to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. All those got announced together. What is the methodology for Keely with this? Why is this not just called Winter Game Fest?
Yeah.
Because then it probably would have been even more disappointing than it was as being the Game Awards. The Oscars, you don't go to the Oscars and see a bunch of 2.5 hours of trailers for movies. Like, then we got a trailer for Honkai Star Rail, and this is when I was like, you gotta be killing me. And then Skull and Bones gets a trailer, finally gets a release date. Bam! I nailed it.
You got that one.
And then the most confusing thing I think that happened in this whole thing. Arcane's next game is revealed to be Marvel's Blade. Now, I don't care about Blade. I've never
watched the movies.
I've never read the comics, anything. But did you pick up on this, or have you seen people talking about this game? Nowhere.
Oh, about exclusive.
Does it say Xbox Game Studios coming to Xbox exclusively? Console? Nothing.
Yeah.
people are like, oh, well, it's assumed. When they did the Kojima thing, it said Xbox Game Studios. So we know that's not coming to PlayStation. If you care about Blade, and it's probably not going to be out for another 3 or 4 years, I think you're going to be able to play it on PlayStation. Now, maybe. It could just be Xbox being like, we got to make money because we can't just throw all these expensive-ass games on Game Pass. But if it does come to PlayStation, good on them. Do you care about this? I mean, it's a cinematic trailer. We don't know anything
about it. Yeah, not right now, no.
But it is a... They did say it's a third-person action-adventure game set in Paris. So that's cool. Best ongoing game goes to Cyberpunk, and I wrote, why?
Stupid.
The game came out 3 years ago, and you put out one DLC this year. That makes it an ongoing game? What are we talking about? This is almost as bad as the whole the best independent game going being Dave the Diver being nominated when it's published by friggin' EA or whatever the hell it is. What are we doing here? Like, I know the awards they don't matter. But like, if you're gonna give awards, you gotta know what the hell you're talking about. Last Sentinel is a new game from Lightspeed Studios. It's a Japanese Android game. Oh yeah, this is when they're like breaking down the door and the little girl's like, Mom, but Mom's an Android, you know?
Oh yeah.
The first Descendant is out next summer. It looked like Death Stranding, but with action. Oh, this is when I thought maybe we are getting Death Stranding too. Because this was the one where like the scenery looked like Death, like there's rivers and there's greens. I was like, oh, we are gonna get it. And then it's whatever the hell this is. So then I was even in worse mood. Ah. Then we get a new Hoyoverse game called Zenless Zen Zero or some shit. What the F is what I wrote down. I don't know. Mecha Break, okay, yay, a Gundam game. Then we get a new trailer or commercial for Helldivers 2. At least that game's only $40. At least it's not going to be $70. But I really think they should... Why isn't that one of their free-to-play games? It's coming out on PC and PlayStation at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you would want no barrier to entry for that. Then the Old Gods of Asgard did their performance. By the way, I didn't notice this. Apparently, that was pre-recorded.
Oh, I think I was half watching at this point.
And also, people give Kojima a lot of crap. I've never seen him insert himself into a dance number at an awards show. Why is Sam Lake out there dancing with the Old Gods of Asgard? What is happening? Oh. We get a new trailer for DLC or something for GTFO. We get a Den of Wolves trailer, and then it's a cooperative first-person heist game. There was way too many games at this show, man. This was over 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Summer Games Fest at 2 hours is pushing it. Exoborn, Master of the Apocalypse. It's a tactical extraction shooter. And we got Asgard's Wrath 2, got a trailer. Best adaptation goes to The Last of Us. Good.
Shout out.
You have got to freaking watch it. Don't play anymore.
I did.
No. Oh, shit. Castlevania, watch it. I know. But it is... man.
But I feel like at this point, I don't even remember what happened in the first 2 or 3 episodes, whatever, that I watched. I feel like I'd have to start over anyway.
If you did get through 3...
I think it was only 2.
I think the moment might be episode 5. I can't remember. But it's really good up until then, and it's awesome after it. Just watch it. And then Sean Murray comes out and he unveils his new game, Light No Fire. I don't think Sean Murray has learned a lesson from what happened with No Man's Sky. Because he's saying, remember No Man's Sky, you're going to run into players, there's billions of planets, all this other stuff. They ended up fixing the game and getting it right. His next game is called Light No Fire, and it is. He says it is an actual open world game. You're going to have one planet, and you're going to walk around it and do stuff. Not Starfield, where you go to the moon and there's nobody there, whatever. By the way, did you see Bethesda is responding to negative Steam reviews being like, no, it's not boring.
Seriously?
Yeah. They say, the PR speak, that like, when man landed on the moon, there was nothing there and they weren't bored. Wow, you guys are really sensitive. Anyways, I don't think he's learned anything from his mistakes with No Man's Sky.
I'm more intrigued by this than No Man's Sky.
It does look cool, I'll say that.
I think you're much better off doing like a world than like a universe.
Yeah.
Because you can't make a universe full of millions, billions, whatever, of planets and have it be fun. Right. You're going to have a whole bunch of nothing.
Right.
You could have a cool one world game. I'm kind of into it. Again, we don't really know anything about it, but I'm more intrigued by it than No Man's Sky.
I do think... I hope that the hype train doesn't get out of control like it did. And a lot of that, honestly, it was his fault, but yeah. It was also Sony's fault because they were pushing that game like crazy too. Stormgate is a new game coming from... I wrote from StarCraft 2 and Warcraft 3. I think that means devs from those games. Did you like this?
I don't even remember it, but it seems like I should like it, given that.
You might have been asleep by now. By then. Best action-adventure game. It's the only thing it won all night, I think. Tears of the Kingdom, which was the right
choice. It should have won. It should have won more, but I'm glad it won that.
Best RPG goes to Baldur's Gate 3, not surprisingly. Best sim or strategy game goes to Pikmin 4. I got that right. That I remember.
Yes.
Best sports goes to Forza Motorsport. I think we both got that wrong.
I picked football club,
and
whatever.
I picked... You did, I picked Lego 2K, whatever, drive, I think.
No, you picked Hot Wheels.
Yeah. Best multiplayer goes to Baldur's Gate 3. Player's choice goes to Baldur's Gate 3. Player's choice. What? Who?
That's shocking to me.
I thought Zelda was going to win that, but not.
Yeah.
We didn't pick that because I didn't see it in the list of nominees, so we didn't pick it, but... I would have picked Tears of the Kingdom and gotten it wrong. Then we get this is when I woke back up. We get the Final Fantasy 16 DLC trailers we've already talked about. Echoes of the Fallen and the Rising Tide. You said Dark Tide or something, I think.
I said Tides of Darkness. But that was the Warcraft 2 expansion DLC. Like 25 years ago.
So Echoes of the Fallen is out right now. Sean's already played it. I'm going to play it. And Rising Tide is out this spring. I like also that it's... This is how you should do DLC. It shouldn't be like... a year later.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be
struck while the iron's hot
by the spring. I get that, but like I'm excited for both. Best game direction goes to Alan Wake 2. I don't know. Again, I haven't played the game. I just can't see it winning all these awards. I just can't.
Yeah.
I think I picked Tears of Kingdom. Or no, I think I picked Baldur's. I thought Baldur, I was like, normally if you win game of the year, it seems like
you're going to win everything else that you're nominated for.
So how was... whatever. And they announced that New Game Plus is coming December 11th. The Finals got a trailer. People are excited for this game. I think it's out now. I don't know. Monster Hunter Wilds was announced. And it's out 2025. So apparently this game that they were talking about...
This is not the game.
So, but what I think it is, Colin said this, and I think he's right. It's Dragon's Dogma 2. Because that's coming out in the first quarter. And he says he thinks this all ran out of control. He thinks what they meant is it was a game that hadn't been dated yet. So it's probably Dragon's Dogma 2. Mm. But either way, it got you to the right prediction that you got Monster Hunter Wilds is there. And then Game of the Year, of course, goes to Baldur's Gate 3. It's out right now on Xbox, as we all assumed. It won the most games with six. I mean, it won the most awards with six. Final thoughts on the show. For me, I don't know, man. This was way too long. As I started watching this and I started like falling asleep, I was like, oh my God, I did it again. It's another Keeley show that I got my hopes up for. But like, how are we supposed to not get our hopes up? There's no more E3. Sony's not doing nothing. That's what we care about the most is PlayStation, because we're PlayStation first gamers, and Nintendo, at least they've been doing directs and stuff. Like, we're going to get our hopes up because we have nothing else. We just rely on Keeley now.
Well, because the stuff that we care about is like Nintendo and PlayStation first party for the most part.
Yeah.
And neither of them are going to announce anything big at this show. They're going to save it for their own shows, Nintendo especially.
Yeah.
So I did not have my hopes up. I mean, if you looked at my predictions, I did. But, like, that was just... It's more fun to predict things like that than just saying, oh, we'll get a date for game such and such that nobody cares about. So I thought it was kind of lackluster. It's weird. I'm kind of with you that... Why are we even calling it the Game Awards anymore?
It should be Winter Game Fest.
Yeah.
If you want to do an awards show, do it.
Like, do an awards show.
And then say, and now we're going to
do it in like January, February. Like, do it.
Yeah. And the fact that they cut games off at like the first week of November is stupid.
Right. Like, do it at the beginning of next year, exactly. Of the following year. Do Winter Game Fest, whatever you want to call it. Or do it the other way. Have this be December, just the Game Awards.
That's it.
Maybe one or two announcements. Then do Winter Game Fest in like January, February, where you throw all this other crap in there that nobody really cares about. Right. I don't know. It's kind of a mess.
When it comes to our predictions, hopes and dreams, at least, these I actually tracked. My first prediction was Death Stranding 2 gets a new trailer. It's out next year and we get a new name for it. Nope. My next prediction was Uncharted 5. My next prediction was God of War DLC. My next prediction was Gears of War 6 gets revealed. My final prediction was Skull and Bones gets a new trailer and finally gets a release date. 2 points. I don't think you know that you tied me, but I think you tied me. Sean's first prediction was a new game announcement from Joseph Ferris. I'm giving you this.
Why?
In the pre-show, Brothers A Tale of Two Sons is getting a remake. Didn't that game just come out a few years ago? Brothers A Tale of Two Sons is getting a remake. That's Joseph Ferris.
Oh, I didn't watch the pre-show.
It's technically a new game. I'm giving you 1 point for that. Okay. Fair enough. Nothing if I'm not fair. Elden Ring DLC teaser. Jack and Daxter remake. Capcom reveals what's coming, and it's Monster Hunter. I'm going to give you a full point for that. And Hollow Knight Silksong gets... Oh, my God. I forgot you predicted that. Release date or a window, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know. And anything else you want to say on the Game Awards? I know I'm sounding negative, but, man, it was just... It had a couple good moments. The Mana game, the Sega stuff, the God of War DLC, the Final Fantasy 16 DLC. 4 things. Everything else I don't really care for. Some stuff looks cool. Forever out. I don't care about Monster Hunter. I figured that as soon as I saw like the way it looked, I was like, oh, this is, Sean got a point. This is Monster Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was lackluster, I would say. It didn't have much luster. It was definitely lacking in that department.
It wasn't horrible.
No.
But it was disappointing. Overall.
Yeah.
It was disappointing for the devs getting rushed off there after 30 seconds. And it was disappointing for... My God, how many trailers did we get? I don't even know what this goes... I went all the way up to IXV or LXV. I don't know what that is.
65.
Is it 65? Yeah. Now, some of those are announcements and stuff, but call it 50. We got like 50 video game trailers, and I like 4 of them that I want to play. Like,
yeah.
I will say there's probably something there for everybody, but there wasn't a lot of stuff for everybody would be my guess.
Right.
That's it for the news this week. Sean, let's get to the wrap up. And this is a really quick one because it's the end of the year. And there's not much to talk about. GTA 6, that trailer set the YouTube record for most views in 24 hours. With I think 93 million or something. It beat whatever Mr. Beast's record was. I don't understand Mr. Beast.
I don't understand the hype, but I also don't understand the hate. Like,
he seems like a really
nice guy.
He's
doing good stuff. Yeah. And then people are like, oh, but you're just pocketing. You're doing nice stuff, but you're making money off it. But then he's turning around and using that money to do other stuff. Like, yeah. Shut up. Do you want him to do good stuff or not? Like, I hate people.
Thank you. Me too. We found out that Bungie may not be staying independent after all. Sony said they were going to stay independent, but because of how badly they're missing their financial goals, it is setting... I don't know.
Goals.
It is setting the stage for what could be a possible takeover by PlayStation. We already got Marathon delayed. The last Destiny expansion got delayed, and they're missing their goals by like 45%. Not a great $3 billion you spent there, PlayStation. Ed Boon has confirmed that Mortal Kombat 1 is getting a story expansion and a quote-unquote big surprise coming in the future. I don't know. They're going to put the Terminator in it again. I don't know. Assassin's Creed Mirage. Mirage?
Zh.
How would you spell zh? Mirage. Don't say A-G-E. I'm saying phonetically how... Z-S-H or something? Z-J-S-H?
Zh. What else has like a zh in it? Je ne sais quoi? That's a J, right?
Oh, that's true.
But it's French.
The French are asshole. It's getting New Game Plus this week. Alone in the Dark. Do you remember Alone in the Dark? Oh, that's what we were watching. I think that we were watching the shorts, and that's when Jess was like, Sean's funny. I was like, yeah, he made these. I know. I get it. He needs to make more.
I do need to make more. They don't make it easy to make.
No, I know. But Alone in the Dark has been delayed again. It's now coming out March 20th. It was supposed to come out this year, then it got delayed to January. Now it's coming out in March. Jim Ryan's retirement gift. Did you see? Oh, wait. Sorry. Vampire Survivors is getting Among Us crossover DLC. I just hate anything with Among Us. I hate everything about it. I want to play. Why is Vampire Survivors not on PlayStation yet?
I don't know, but as soon as it does, I mean, I've already played it. I love it, but like,
I'll play it on mobile, but I don't want to have my thumb in the.
Right, yeah. Like, if, put it on PS5.
It's on Switch, but I want it on PS5.
Yeah.
Jim Ryan, did you see this retirement gift he got?
It's pretty cool.
PS1 themed PS5 and a PS1 themed DualSense. That is what I want them. Why you're doing like bright blue and super red? Like, just make a gray one with the PS button is in color. Make a DualSense that looks just like this. That is a PS1 perfect cult color scheme, and I will buy it.
Cult color scheme?
I don't know. I'm tired. No sleep. And finally, Switch Online expansion is officially getting Harvest Moon 64, 1080 1080 snowboarding, and Jet Force Gemini. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for this episode of the podcast. It's almost the end of 2023. We're going to be back next week. We're going to look back at the year that was 2023 because it was one hell of a year. Even though we ended on this sour note of the Game Awards, this year has been freaking crazy. So we're going to do that next week, and then we'll probably be off the rest of the year, except for Mario Mondays. We'll see. Well, yeah, Christmas is only 2 weeks away. So yeah, we'll take 1 week off, and then we'll be back. And then the week after that, like first week of January, I think we can do Game of the Year stuff.
Yeah, that works.
And I know they're all waiting with bated breath. What is bated breath? Baited. B-A-I-T-E-D or B-A-D-E-D? T-E-D? What is it? What is bated breath?
I think it's B-A-T.
Beated?
B-A-T-E-D.
Beated.
B-A-T-E-D.
Oh, B-A-T. I'm so tired. I thought you said B-E-A-T.
Well, I was about to say it's the opposite of unabated, but that's abated, not baited.
Yeah.
Those are two totally different things.
Not a D.
Is it a D?
Baited, unabated? Unabated to the quarterback. Yeah.
That's a D.
All right. We're out. That's it for this episode. Thank you all so much for being here. We'll be back next week. Until that time, Sean, take us out.
Thank you for playing.
D.